Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
So, you know, when I sold the company, I thought I was just like ready to go and like celebrate and party. But actually, the day I got the money wire transfer into the bank account and I walked out of the office, I literally walked out with just like one bin. And like there's 15 years of my life just behind me.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. Hey, Carlene.
Hey.
So for any new listeners out there, you know, we are all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. And I am Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
Carlene, I know that you love nothing more. Like, you get so excited when like the timing of one of our episodes like is just so on point with a launch or a new idea or a newsy, buzzy item.
Yeah. Like if I feel like I'm getting a scoop,
this
harkens back to my magazine editor days, and that's happening today. I'm so excited about our guest. She's been on our wish list from day one and the timing couldn't be better.
We are talking to serial beauty entrepreneur Tony Ko. She's the founder of NYX Cosmetics, that's NYX, and we happen to be linking up with her the very week that she is launching her brand new beauty business, and it's called Bespoke Beauty Brands.
Bespoke Beauty Brands is a new era beauty incubator. So that means she'll be partnering with influencer turned entrepreneurs, where the company manages everything from concept to creation to distribution. The first one out of the gate, I'm really pumped about this one. It's a collab with Kimchi from RuPaul's Drag Race. Anyone who's a big fan out there like I am, I've watched all 10 seasons. Kimchi was absolutely my favorite for makeup artistry.
You were saying like anime styles.
Yeah, it was like really bright and kind of color blocky and almost reminded me of like Pat McGrath and the old like Galliano days backstage. Mm-hmm. It was just like super vibrant, but a lot of pastels. And I think these two people putting their heads together and coming out with a makeup line, I just can't wait to see what it is.
Yeah. And I just have so much respect for Tony. She started NYX Cosmetics with a loan from her parents, and that was back in 1999. And it really revolutionized the whole budget makeup category. To me, it was like the MAC or the NARS of a drugstore. Mm-hmm. Like the quality, the colors, the sleek black pencils with the white logo. I mean, what would you rather buy back in the day? Like that packaging or like a Wet n Wild or a CoverGirl or a Maybelline, which was the same price point?
It was like a breath of fresh air. And this was before Glossier and before ColourPop. So she was really introducing this idea of premium products at a low price. So to give you an example of NYX's success, just 1 year in, they wholesaled $2 million worth of cosmetic pencils alone. So she kind of started out just doing pencils. So that would amount to, of course, $4 million in retail sales. Like imagine your first year in business, and that's the kind of money that you're raking in.
Yeah. And each of the pencils, I think, was like $2 or $3.
Yeah.
So it's incredible the volume that she sold. And looking back on When I think about NYX, my personal favorite product is the Professional Makeup Microbrow Pencil. You can still get it. It's like $6 at Target. It is a cult favorite because, first of all, it comes in 8 colors, ash brown. That's my color. It's hard to find. And it has this micro, super skinny tip. So you can just sketch on those hairs, your brow hairs, and they look ultra natural. It's very flattering. And then it has a spoolie on the end so you can just quickly groom and you're out the door.
Yeah, I hear you about that ash brown. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to find. Tony sold NYX to L'Oreal in 2014 for $500 million.
That honestly seems like a steal.
I know. Well, you think about Drunk Elephant. She just sold her company this week for $850. So it seems like they got a bit of a deal. But anyway, so in today's episode, you will hear about the backstory on how NYX came to be. Before we get into all the scoop on the new company, Bespoke Beauty Brands, what to buy, what's hot, you know, what you guys need to get your hands on right away.
And Tony also gets real about some of the tougher times as an entrepreneur along the way.
You'll hear about her beauty must-haves, and Tony shares her advice to anyone out there hustling to be the next beauty unicorn.
My name is Tony Ko. I am the founder of NYX Cosmetics. My second company is called Bespoke Beauty Brands, and it's basically a beauty incubator.
So we want to go back to your origin story a little bit. I know that you grew up in South Korea and before immigrating to the U.S., and you said if you could paint your childhood, it would be the color yellow. And I just thought that was such an interesting description. And can you expand on what you meant by that?
I was born and raised in South Korea until I was 13 years old, but I was in born in Seoul, South Korea, which is the capital and it's the city. I was born in a small state called Daegu, and I was born in the 70s. We had like a little stream that ran in front of our house. We had mountain in the back, and our parents raised us like farm animals. We were let out in the morning, and then we came home at dusk. I grew up chasing dragonflies and, you know, playing with rocks and just jumping in water and so yellow is a happy color to me. Oh, anything that's yellow seems happy to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I could paint my childhood in color, that's yellow, because I was so happy.
And so that transition must have been like when you came to the U.S., you were 13.
I was 13,
and
yes.
Where did you come to and what was that like?
Okay, so, well, we did live in Seoul for a few years before moving over. So it wasn't
you
like,
were in the,
like
big city.
The country too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did live in the big city for a little bit. Coming to Los Angeles, I remember this date, like it was March 22nd or something, 1986. And I remember looking down the airplane and it was very flat because in Los Angeles, buildings are short because of the earthquake, right? And like in South Korea, in Seoul, like all the, you know, we have like all these high rise apartment buildings. And I just thought like, oh my God, the first impression was, oh my God, everything's so flat. And then we got off the plane and I took a step outside. I took a sip of air and I was like, oh my God, this air is so fresh. So that's my second impression. Mm-hmm. And we ended up in a city called Glendale because my mom had a friend living in Burbank, and my mom had her friend arrange an apartment for us. So she picked a place for us in Glendale. So we landed in Glendale, and I lived in Glendale until I moved out of my parents' house when I was 28.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I lived at home until I was 28.
I think that's very common for Korean women, right? Very traditional.
Very. Like, so you're supposed to live at home until you get married.
Yes.
But I wasn't married, but I had started my business when I was 26 already.
Right.
And I'm an entrepreneur, like I own my business. So I at 28, I begged my mom to please let me have my own life. And I bought a condo in downtown. And then that's when I started to live in downtown Los Angeles.
And did your parents influence you at all to who you are today? Is there anything you could say, that's why?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My father, my mother, both of them. So it's just like a really combination. Mm-hmm. So my father is really strict. I mean, he's like the captain from the Van Troff family. And, he raised us in a certain way where it may seem very harsh. Mm-hmm. Back in Korea then, it was very acceptable, how we were raised. Mm-hmm. But that made me a very strong person, both physically and emotionally. Mm-hmm. So I'm very emotionally stable. Like, I don't sway very much. And also, like, I don't get sick, or I don't, like, I'm very healthy.
Wow.
And I think that's very important to be an entrepreneur, to be a healthy person. So you need to live a healthy lifestyle and everything like that. And my mother, because after we moved to US, that's the first business that my mother started. It was in a small beauty supply retail store. And that was my first foray into the beauty world. And I was 14, I think maybe 14, 15 years old.
So was that like your first encounter with beauty? Like, what did your mom maybe teach you about beauty living in Korea? Or was it something you got more interested in when you moved to the United States?
Well, on the personal level, so just looking at my mom growing up, so my mom's now 75 years old and she has a flawless skin. Because ever since I remember, she's always like doing this, or like she has cucumbers all over her face, and she's already like moisturizers, eye cream. So she made me wear eye cream when I was 19 years old, and taking care of skin. And so I think that played a big role. And then her starting a beauty supply business where I was working in the family business. So I was learning, it's like going to MBA.
Yeah.
I was learning the daily deals that you do with inventory, customer, display, POPs, you know, just little nuances from businesses. Right.
Yeah.
Just like looking at customers and figuring out what they're really, what they really want.
Yeah.
Because what they want and what they say they want might be a little different. Right. So I learned that. So I think she has affected me greatly in my career. And she's 75. And even now, she will not walk out of the house until she's fully made.
Yeah.
Hair done, her makeup done, outfit on, heels on.
We are super excited to announce a brand new show sponsor.
Let's give a warm Breaking Beauty welcome to AO Skincare.
Woo! Yeah.
So what is AO Skincare? I think they're from Down Under, right?
Yeah. They're a New Zealand-based clean beauty company founded by a dermatologist.
So that's legit. They're also EWG certified. And with clean beauty here, we mean that they are free from parabens, sulfates, PEGs, mineral oils, and fragrance.
So if you've personally made the decision to avoid those types of ingredients, and that is a personal choice, those ingredients are not in this range.
The whole MO of AO Skincare is to make your skin as healthy as it can be. It naturally supports the skin's ability to produce and maintain its own hydration.
One of the brand's signature ingredients is red algae. It's a powerful antioxidant that they source from where else? New Zealand.
What's your favorite from the line that you've tried?
So I've been using the sunscreen. It's called the 6000X Elemental Screen SPF 30.
Whoa.
So I know, the name is like super loaded, very scientific. It's a cream to sheer formula, and I think the texture is really good for a zinc oxide-based sunscreen because those can tend to be like quite chalky. It's really sheer, which is important to me for a daily face sunscreen that I want to wear every single day.
Yeah, and they have like a trial set so you can try so many things. And as a Breaking Beauty listener, you guys are going to get a special promo code. You can get 20% off using the code BREAKINGBEAUTY20 on their website at aoskincare.com.
That's aoskincare.com for 20% off using our exclusive promo code, which we will list on our blog and in our show notes.
Now back to today's episode.
And so you mentioned that by the time you moved out, you already owned your business. So you were quite young when you started. So tell us, like, how did that come about? What gave you, you know, what was the impetus to start that business?
Right. So I started NYX Cosmetics when I was 26. And until I was 25, I was working at a family business. I lived at home, and my mom didn't pay me. I mean, you know, she gave me allowance. And then, like, I think at 25, I finally, like, woke up one day and I'm like, what the hell is this with my life? Like, I live at home. I'm 25. I live at home. I'm on an allowance. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere with my life. So I really wanted to take the initiative to, like do something for me, do something for myself. So I kind of made an announcement to my mom. I said, you know what? I'm just not going to spend the rest of my life in a family business. So I'm going to go out and, like, do something on my own. I'm going to create my own life. And initially, I thought I was just going to get a job. And, like, I was looking through, like, newspaper. I mean, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is when people still used to have the classified section in the newspaper.
Oh, I remember.
Yes. So I was like, And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't think I could ever be a 9-to-5 person. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a small niche in the market where, because I had been in the beauty space, I knew that the expensive, like the really expensive products in department stores, majority of the cost is for marketing, mm-hmm. right? Like their marketing budget's like 30%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were some like really affordable products, like a drugstore, but the products were really terrible.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to marry the two. Mm-hmm. And because we were in the beauty business, I knew a couple of suppliers who made cosmetic pencils mm-hmm. out of New Jersey. And I knew how much it costed. Like, it, like really, the cost of the product did not have to be $15 at retail. And so I just figured, you know what? All the products in drugstores looked like they were from drugstores. And when you go to department store products, they were classy and chic and elegant. So I was like, okay, I could make brand for the budget market, but make it look like the products that are in department store. And what does that mean is stripping it of all the colors and like the gold foils and, you know, mm-hmm. just think about like CoverGirl from mm-hmm. like the 1980s yeah. mm-hmm. or something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just do simple, sleek black and white packaging. Mm-hmm. And sell it at a really affordable price where consumers would do the word of mouth marketing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Was there ever any part of you, though, because it is such a simple idea, really, it's like really staring you in the face.
Right.
But nobody was doing it.
No.
So what made you think in your heart of hearts that you could do it?
I don't know. Young and dumb. There's that song, right? Young, dumb. It's like when I started to work on the idea, I was 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had no business plan. And this was 1999. I mean, this is a different time. I just knew it. It was like, it's an intuition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a gut feeling that you get.
We've said this before about The Ordinary, which mm-hmm. happened much later, mm-hmm. but I think it's just that sweet spot. It's like the IKEA effect, right?
Yes.
You've got good design, decent quality at a low price.
Right.
I mean, you kind of can't go wrong.
Right.
You know, and so looking back, you started out with pencils, but looking back, what would you say was the most iconic product for NYX that you would say this is what really defined the brand? Or was there something that just sold out, you know, sold however many every second? Or what's that one product for you?
So black eyeliner mm-hmm. was number one product.
Yeah.
May 15, 1999, from the day I opened the business until July 30, 2014, until I sold my company, black eyeliner SP901 was number one selling item.
That's
all the time.
One.
You know what that speaks for? Classic items never go out of fashion, never go out of style, right?
Absolutely.
So, you had a product that you were thinking about maybe discontinuing, but then YouTube happened.
Yes.
So what was it?
It was a jumbo eyeshadow pencil.
Okay.
It was white. It wasn't pearly. It was flat, matte, white color eyeshadow pencil. And it wasn't supposed to be an eyeshadow primer or eyeshadow base or anything. It was just a white eyeshadow. And we didn't sell much of it. We sold less than 5,000 pieces. And I think 5,000 piece was our cutoff line mm-hmm. too for a discontinued merchandise at that point. This was 2006, 2000, going on 2007. And out of nowhere, like this item sold out. So we ordered another batch, sold out, continue to like just climb up in the ranking, the product ranking. Mm-hmm. Honestly, in the beginning, we didn't know like what was driving the sale. And then we had a person at our company who was like younger and like, you know, more like techie. And so she was watching YouTube one day and she saw somebody doing a tutorial using this item as a eyeshadow base. And prior to like people using this item as an eyeshadow base, there was like, it wasn't a category. Eyeshadow primer was not a category. I think the professional makeup artist used it mm-hmm. on their clients, but everyday consumers like us did not use an eyeshadow base. But this product just happened to have the right texture and then the right color, the just enough stickiness mm-hmm. for the eyeshadow powders to stick on. And then because it was white, it provided a clean canvas for those vivid colors to show its true color.
Yes.
So
I'm nodding my head. I'll tell you after why I'm saying that. Just because I worked at a fashion magazine and I worked on fashion shoots. Mm-hmm. And there was a period of time where everybody wanted vivid colors and they didn't really exist. So I would be on set with makeup artists and they'd be adding white to the background to make colors pop more.
Right. Because we don't, no one has clean white canvas as your eyelid.
Yeah. So then that just like totally took off for you.
That was another, I mean, that was like that year, like our company grew like double digit.
Wow.
So there are moments like this where like, you know, you don't, you're always like, of course your revenue is always growing, is trending up, but there's times when the pendulum just like swings forward like crazy.
Yeah.
It's like every 2 to 3 years, I think. And every time that happened, we had one very special item that was a hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then you knew what YouTube was, what a YouTuber was.
I said, oh my God. And then like, it was like an immediate realization because remember how I said, like from the beginning, I said, I want you to do the word of mouth marketing.
Yeah.
Like, it would take longer time, but it's organic. And you know, it's just like your friend telling you something. Like, don't you have one of those friends who like, oh my God, this is the best stuff. Like you have to buy this. And they get everybody. Yeah.
we try to pump things up.
Yeah. So this is like that friend on a microphone like this.
Yeah.
Speaking with 10,000, 20,000, a million of their friends.
Very powerful.
Word of mouth marketing on a ginormous platform.
Yeah.
Let's pause for a minute to shout out one of our longtime show sponsors.
Carlene, I don't know about you, but Tony is such a hustler. Like, I need some coffee to just keep up with her.
So inspiring, these women. Well, Four Sigmatic can help us kick our productivity into high gear right now.
Four Sigmatic has been part of our show for the last little while. And for those of you who are not familiar, it's a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit our immunity, our energy, and longevity, and basically just help us to be happier and healthier overall.
I definitely feel like I need an immunity boost after being on a flight. We're actually in LA right now, and Four Sigmatic makes a wide variety of blends like mushroom coffee, mushroom elixirs, hot cocos, matcha, superfood blends, you name it.
Totally. I've tried them all, but you know what? I keep coming back to the same one, and that's the lion's mane and chaga mushroom coffee. By the way, guys, it is coffee, and it's made with 100% organic Arabica beans, and none of the blends taste like mushrooms whatsoever. And lion's mane is really interesting. It's kind of like your brain's BFF. It's long been used by Buddhist monks to help with focus during meditation, and it really kickstarts my creative juices in the morning.
Well, Four Sigmatic has a special offer for Breaking Beauty listeners. You can receive 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase when you go to foursigmatic.com/beauty or use the discount code beauty at checkout.
That's foursigmatic.com/beauty to get 15% off your purchase.
Now that we're refueled, let's get back to hearing more of Tony's story. So in 2014, you sold NYX.
Yes.
It was sold to L'Oreal for $500 million. So
yeah, I cannot. I have
For an undisclosed amount. Yes. That sounds like an entrepreneur's dream. Like so many people listening would just say, I want to do that. Uh-huh. Was it always, you know, good times, like saying goodbye to this company that you built, or what's the real talk on that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, it was so hard for me. It wasn't like I walk up one day and sold a company. There was the preparation period, right? You have to hire a banker and you have to put together a package and you go on the roadshow, you do the fireside and, you know, the whole process took about 9 months and I was mentally prepared for the exit. And, you know, about like 2009, 2010, I have brought on an investor. And once you bring in an investor, they always have an exit timeline, right? So from that point on, it was either going to be the 5 or the 7 year mark, right? So we had hit the 5 year mark and I knew we were due for an exit. I already had done my succession planning. So we had a CEO, we had a CFO, we had an operational person, we had a product development. So the company was fully operational without my daily presence, although I went to work every day, and, you know, I worked exactly as I had done the 15 years before. So I was mentally prepared. So, you know, when I sold the company, I thought I was just like ready to go and like celebrate and party. But actually the day I got the money wire transfer into the bank account and I walked out of the office, I literally walked out with just like one bin. And like there's 15 years of my life just behind me. And I felt like a balloon that got popped. Mm-hmm. And I went home and I fell asleep for probably like 12, 13 hours or something. And then next morning I woke up and I was so confused. I actually got in shower. I thought I was late for work. I thought I got in shower. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, I sold my company. I have nowhere to go. Like, it really started to hit me.
Yeah.
And I tried to keep myself busy for the first few days. But if I was somebody who was used to not working, I think I may have handled it better. But, you know, at that time, like, I had worked every day for 15 years. So, like, this new lifestyle, like, I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, how many lunches can I have? And, you know, all my friends, they're mothers to their children and or they work. It's not like they're available to like go hang out with me all the time. Yeah. Like, so I just like try to keep myself busy.
Yeah, it's a bit of like, I can imagine a bit of an identity crisis.
Totally.
And I remember hearing Jo Malone talk about that and how she had sold her company to Estee Lauder. And she was like, she found it like triggering to go to the mall even because she couldn't like walk through a Nordstrom or anything like to see the brand. It was like, you have to put blinders on almost. So I couldn't imagine.
Bobby Brown said the same thing when we interviewed her. Uh-huh. But it's interesting because in a way, the way that you described was similar. That's how I felt when I was laid off, you know. So it's interesting that, you know, on the one hand, it's like, well, you've sold your company. That's great. You did what you set out to do. But it's like the same feeling that you could have even when something happens that's not in your control.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're not exactly, you were so young when it all happened. I feel like it's a very interesting story in the beauty world because you're not ready to retire.
I know.
But you had a non-compete. Is that right? So you were a bit like hands were tied.
Yeah. So, and my non-compete was pretty severe, I would say, because I wasn't even allowed to invest, advise, sit on board. Nothing in the beauty industry for 5 years, except 3 years in Europe. So that's that's different. Because L'Oreal is a French company, so they have to follow the EU law.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a real excommunication. Yeah. Like you're out.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all I know. I know nothing but beauty. I've like lived and breathed beauty for last how many years. And like I feel like I was just like lifted and been transported to somewhere else where I'm like a complete stranger.
Yeah.
I remember the day. So Jill obviously spends a lot of time on Instagram. And so she was watching one of your stories. And I think there was a day when you had said the non-compete's over, right?
Yes.
And so Jill forwarded me the message and she's like, who do we call? Yeah. What's happening?
Ghostbuster.
Yeah. I was like, she has this painting and it says birds out of the cage. I think her non-compete's done. We need to talk to her now. We know she's We know she's not sitting on her laurels, so please tell us now that the bird is out of the cage, what you're doing.
The bird is out of the cage, free. I set up a new entity in USA, and that is Bespoke Beauty Brands. So the easiest way to explain the concept of the business is it's a beauty incubator. So Bespoke Beauty Brands would have a portfolio of boutique-y brands, and each of the brands are in partnership with an influencer, and we do an equity deal with an influencer. So the first brand that we're launching next week, actually, it's called Kimchi Chic Beauty. It is so cute, and this is the sample that I have brought for you guys.
We are going to be unboxing it very shortly on the mic.
I can't wait. So Kimchi, he's such a lovable character. He's
I love Kimchi.
Do you know him?
Well, not personally, but I'm a really big RuPaul fan, and he was always my favorite makeup artist. I mean, his makeup artistry is next level.
It's amazing. He's an artist.
Absolutely.
He's an artist. So funny story. So, you know, NYX Cosmetics, we were RuPaul's Drag Race season 2 sponsor.
Yes.
And I was actually a guest judge on the show.
Oh, no way.
On season 2. Not the entire season, but one of the episodes, I was a guest
judge. It's coming back to me now. Yes.
Yeah, and I've seen
so
much fun.
Yeah,
I can't believe it everything like circled back into one.
Yes.
And now my first influencer partner for a new brand that I'm doing is from somebody from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, and Kimchi, the best.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, you know, this like Kimchi, first of all, he's a nice person.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do business with nice people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at a stage in my life, like, you know,
you can
like
choose.
Sometimes, like, I don't want to deal with
drama.
BS.
Yeah. And you don't have to
anymore. And, you know, I want to do business with nice people. And he's a really amazing, nice people, very well educated. And he's actually an accidental drag queen as well. Like, so, we're launching on the 16th mm-hmm. and October 16th. And everybody's like, why are you launching? Like, this is like a Halloween month. Da, da, da. I'm like, no, there's a story to it. Hmm. Because Kimchi, the reason he became a drag queen is because he went to a Halloween party dressed as a drag queen. He wasn't a drag.
Okay.
He wasn't a queen.
Yeah.
That was his Halloween costume that he did for fun with one of his friends.
Oh.
And he got recruited that night.
For RuPaul?
I don't know if
or
it's
just
for
recruited
RuPaul,
for like a show.
For like a show.
Wow. Because he was so good.
Yeah.
I know. I always was like, because he was having trouble walking in the heels.
I know.
I was like, oh, it looks so good though.
But he's so cute. And
I
he's
know.
Like, this, like, he doesn't dance. He doesn't
yeah.
sing.
It's,
just
part
stands
of his persona-
the-
yeah. it's part of his persona.
He just stands there. And he's like this 7 feet giant with his heels.
Yeah.
On.
Not everybody has to do death drops. I mean, come
yes.
on.
Yes. I completely agree. I completely agree.
Yeah.
And people just gravitate towards him. They love him. They're passionate about
yeah.
him. And, you know, when we're talking about this concept, we're like, okay, we need, like, there's so many brands out there. I mean, like, nowadays, mm-hmm. it's almost like every influencer, every celebrity, there's like a drop every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we decided we're just going to do a line of beauty that is whimsical, that's fun, that is vibrant, that's colorful, and very affordable. So our products are like our eyeshadow palette is, I mean, you'll see it. Could I open this?
Yes,
yes.
Let's do it.
Let's dive in. It's a pink box.
Isn't it cute?
It's so cute.
You're
it
recording.
Is so cute.
Yes.
It is so cute. So we're launching with an eyeshadow palette.
Oh,
and then like all of our names are very whimsical too. So like it's rainbow shards and diamond shards. Some people like it. Some people hate it. But
this
hey, you know what?
It's very drag culture.
Yeah.
Like you just say it, you just throw it out there and you say it, you like it, you don't like
exactly.
it, whatever.
Exactly. And
right?
you know what? This may not be for everybody.
Yeah.
But you know what? Kimchi, he's a special character.
Yeah.
And this is his character. So like this eyeshadow palette right here.
Oh my gosh, that's a palette? I thought that was a book.
Oh, and then we partner with Catnips. I don't know if you've
the
seen this
character. The illustrator, yes.
The illustrator. He's amazing. So he's done these custom cartoons for us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is limited edition.
Okay.
And this eyeshadow palette with this
Ooh.
Much product is only $28.
Wow.
Feel the weight on
wow.
this thing.
Wow.
How many shadows are in there?
Yeah.
There's 18 shadows in there.
Wow.
Oh, Carlene,
I
those
love
are amazing.
This. These are the colors, if you watch the show, the pink and the teal, like these punchy pastels. I remember
right.
those looks the most vividly
right.
That you would see on Kimchi. But I love this. I love that there's like a like such a range in here.
And this is all sold online only, correct?
We will be selling online mm-hmm. starting the 16th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it will be e-com only.
E-com
yes,
only.
In
okay.
the beginning. And we have our next item. This one is called the Diamond Shards.
Okay.
I'm obsessed.
See, hey, you know what? You're laughing.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
a good thing. These days, whatever to put a smile on people's face.
Yes,
right?
I agree. Absolutely.
And this is a cream eyeshadow, glitter cream eyeshadow, and you must try it.
Okay.
I mean, if
I'm
you
swatching.
Could swatching just
swatching.
A little bit.
Yeah. It looks like it's in, just to explain on the audio, it looks like it's in a lip gloss container. It's got a little doe foot applicator. I'm swatching it. Wow. Look at that shimmer.
Oh, gosh. That's
and the color, too. There's big color payoff and shimmer. Love this.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It's so glossy.
That's
so much
only
fun.
$9.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow, wow,
there's
wow.
a lot of product in there, actually.
Oh, it's a... no, we don't... We so, don't do, no, no. Kimchi himself
yeah.
is a big character.
Yeah.
So we make sure that all of our products are full size.
Yeah.
Or even, like, fuller than full size.
Yeah, they yeah. seem like they are.
And then this is the high key gloss, of course.
Ooh,
it's super glossy.
Which,
you just do one swipe.
Oh,
that's
wow.
it. All you need is one swipe.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's like a very pigmented
glossy
gloss.
Gorgeous.
Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Wow,
beautiful.
Oh, I like the color on you.
I was just going to say this combo is good.
Oh, those two color together?
I love this.
Very, very nice. Okay. So much fun. And like when you open it, it's like a pop-up book.
Yeah. The little rainbow coming up.
Yeah, so cool.
So these are all different shades of the, what is the name? Oh, the glitter shadow.
The diamond shards.
The diamond shards.
Hey, the diamond sharding. Don't you want your diamond to shard?
Yes.
Make little baby diamonds?
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. It's funny because when you say the name, like if you watch the show and you know, like, you understand Kimchi's personality. You can just see. I could just imagine,
you
like, in the
this,
race,
right?
Like, I think we should call it Diamond Shards.
Yes.
And you're like, yes, that sounds like a good idea. So it's a limited edition. And
the palette is.
The palette is.
Right.
Okay. So will this be a continuing line or?
Except the palette. So then the palette is a limited edition, but then everything else will be a part of a collection.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so over time, as you work with more influencers, they're not going to rotate in and out. You will have multiple influencer ranges at once.
Yes, but then there will be a completely different brand.
Yes.
So this is Kimchi's brand, Kimchi Chic Beauty.
Yeah. So the website to buy these products is
KimchiChicBeauty.com. Yes.
Got it. So it's not like it's under Bespoke.
No.
Yeah. Okay. That's
definitely a really interesting concept. It really is. And so I can only imagine what else you have up your sleeve. Can you give us any hints of who might be coming soon? Who another partner might be?
We're talking to some people, but nothing concrete at the moment. There's one brand that I'm doing, but it's actually a men's care.
Oh.
I think. Men's beauty is like next up and coming category. Mm-hmm. So it's not men's like cosmetics, like foundation or mascara or guy liner. No, not men's grooming kit, like a shaving cream or anything like that. But men's care.
Let's
just say men's care.
Okay. Very line curious about line. That.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I'm intrigued. Yeah. Consider me intrigued.
More skincare.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And will we see that breadth of categories from you under Bespoke Beauty? So you might see hair, you're not ruling anything out. It's not just going to be makeup.
No, it's beauty.
Beauty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's beauty.
Amazing.
So anything and everything beauty.
Mm-hmm. Now, using your crystal ball, because you know what's going to sell out now, what out of Kimchi's line do you predict looking in your crystal ball is going to be the sellout?
I think this entire collection is going to be a sellout, especially the eyeshadow palette, because this is in partnership with Catnips, and Catnips also has such a huge following. Mm-hmm. And because this has the original exclusive created content for this palette only, so I think this is going to be amazing. And then the value on this is spectacular.
Yeah. I think this feels like a collector's type of thing.
This is definitely a collector's item. So I think this is going to go first.
More. Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can tell you're like so pumped about this. Like, how excited are you right now for like your future and like working on these types of things? And it's just like a whole new market now compared to when you first started,
It is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, how do you scout people? Are you on Reddit? Are you on Instagram?
I am you have an eye on for Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. All the time. Like the other day, I think I clocked in like 12 hours on my iPhone or something. And I'm like, no, trust me, I'm working. This is really research.
Yeah, exactly.
This is your business now.
This is my business. But, you know, it's also nerve-wracking too.
Yeah.
You know, I've been sitting out of the beauty business for the last 5 years and like coming back, there's this like so much excitement and happiness and everything coming back to the beauty business, but also there is this like nerve-wracking, scary feeling that I have like deep inside, where every day, like there's 50% of the time I'm like yay, and 50% of the time I'm like, oh my god, what? Like
We love beauty brands that really deliver. So let's take a moment to shout out another brilliant brand who also happens to be one of our loyal show sponsors, Native Deodorant.
So what do you love about Native, Carlene? Let's break it down for people.
I like that they're not hitting me over the head with their scents. That sometimes happens with natural deodorants. I can be a little bit scent sensitive. Mm-hmm. I wear the coconut and vanilla, and it's just really soft and subtle and not trying to compete with like anything else going on.
Yeah, I have the lavender one, and I would say the same thing. It's just really beautiful. I think that the other thing about Native, they aren't trying to cover up body odor with some really obnoxious scent. They're smart about using that coconut oil, which is antimicrobial by nature, and they use tapioca starch. That absorbs wetness, and shea butter, which is great for moisturizing too, and it helps it just glide right on underneath the arm in that stick format.
Got to take care of those pits.
They're also very transparent about what's not in it. If you want to stay away from aluminum, parabens, or talc in your deodorant, that stuff's not there.
And there's no animal testing.
I also like that it glides on, you know, those natural deodorants where you have to put your hand in the jar, like not for me. And it doesn't fall out. It doesn't dry out as you're using it. So it's good to the last swipe.
Yeah, that's the worst when they like crumble and go on the floor. And Native is really good for not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Beauty listeners can try Native deodorant for yourselves with a discount code.
So to get 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BEAUTY during checkout.
Plus, you get free shipping and returns in the U.S.
That's 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com. Use that promo code BEAUTY during checkout, and we will link that in our show notes.
Now back to hearing more of Tony's story. So you were talking about, you know, part of as an entrepreneur, you got to do your self-care, you got to do, you know, your skincare. And so tell us a little bit about that. You know, when you're not swatching and using your own makeup, like what would we find on your top shelf skincare wise? What do you love to use?
Oh my God. So I love La Mer.
Mm-hmm.
For skincare products. I mean, that's where I splurge. It's expensive.
But, yeah.
You know, I always feel like, all right, so, you know, as you guys know, all of my color cosmetic have always been like wallet friendly price points,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
$5, $6, anywhere mm-hmm. between like $12. Lipsticks, you can put on, you can take off, you could put on a new color. This skin you have on your body is the only skin you are going to have. And mm-hmm. of course, it's shedding all the time, and you have the fresh new layers come out. But if you don't wash, if you don't moisturize, if you don't take care of your skin, mm-hmm. this is the only one that you have.
Yeah.
Like in your body, this is the biggest organ that you have on your body.
Totally.
So I am religious about washing my face, number one.
What mm-hmm. do you use? Tell us specifics.
Okay, so I wash my face, not wash, but my cleansing mm-hmm. process is 4-step process.
Yes, tell us everything.
Okay,
yes.
I makeup remover mm-hmm. separately, and then I do very gently facial wipes to remove my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And some people go to sleep just using the facial wipe, and mm-hmm. that is like, that. Please do not do that.
She's hyperventilating.
Please do not do that. That's like going to sleep with chemical on your face.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you need to wash your face mm-hmm. with a cleansing foam. And after that, I do one more wash with Dove bar soap.
Really?
It's my go-to. My mom uses it. I use it all the time. Dove bar soap is like, there's that slimy feel to it.
Yeah.
But that's because it's got moisturizer
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
So my last wash is always with the Dove bar soap.
Yeah.
So you literally just like, you just lather it up in your hands and you just wash with the soap.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then warm water the whole time, except the last few splashes. And I do 10 splash of cold water splash on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then towel. But you don't rub your face.
Yeah.
Like you gently pat. And the next thing, you have to moisturize before your face is completely dry
mm-hmm.
because you want to retain the moisture that's on your skin.
Believe
so
that
immediately
too.
Going to skincare.
Mm-hmm. What's your first step with your skincare? Is it an essence or?
I got six. It takes me a long time to go to bed.
Us too. We love it all.
So first, the estrogen, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton. Wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rub. Just wipe very gently.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use your essence. And then in between that, I do use the Estee Lauder's, the brown serum.
Advanced Night Repair.
Advanced Night Repair.
Mm-hmm.
I do one layer of that. And then I do another moisturizing serum from La Mer.
Mm-hmm.
And then their cream, you know, but I get the original kind. So
mm-hmm.
you have to like rub.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just rubbing it alone, I put like a dollop of the oil they have the facial oil.
Mm-hmm.
So dollop of it, rub it together, massage it in.
Yeah.
And then the eye cream on top.
Do you use the La Mer? Because I'm obsessed with the one with the silver roller ball, their eye cream.
I love it. I feel like I'm doing a massage on my eye.
Right?
Yeah.
You're the first person who I've talked to who has used it as well. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, the wipes.
Yes.
Because wipes, you know, some are good and some are not good.
No.
What are the wipes that you use?
Neutrogena.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have tried other stuff,
mm-hmm.
but nothing is as good as the Neutrogena wipes.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They get everything off. They get waterproof makeup off.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible.
The only thing. Otherwise, the other ones, maybe it's got a more gentler ingredient in it.
Yeah.
But I have to like rub my eyes so much, and I don't like to rub my eyes very much because that's what causes wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. And the lashes to fall out too. We don't
exactly.
want that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I was going to ask what the eye makeup remover is because we get asked that a lot. I'm very lazy, so I don't use eye makeup remover. So I always am like, I don't know. Which one do you use?
The Lancome.
The Bifacil. Yeah.
Bifacil. Bifacil.
Mm-hmm.
The blue one.
The Bifacil.
Yeah,
and
the
you
oil
shake
half,
it.
Oil half. Yeah,
yeah,
that
that's
one.
A classic.
So you wet cotton round or square or whatever, wet it, like soak it. And I just kind of like leave it on my eyes for a few seconds. I put it over my eyes. I go 1 second, 2 second, 3 second.
Yeah.
And like gently.
Right.
Gently wipe. Do not pull. Do not tug.
Now you've taken some risks and they have paid off. But are there any regrets that you have? If so, what would you go back and do differently?
Yes. So I had one company in between these two beauty companies. I had a sunglass company in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still have the business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mistakes that I had made early on in that business. And I wouldn't exactly say I regret it. But I learned so much from it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it cost me a lot of money.
But
you know what? It's the best learning experience that I have had. And, you know, I'm so happy that I had that experience. So because now I could take all of my learnings from my first business of what to do, all of my learning from the second business of what not to do, marry the two and implement that for my third business.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The only way to learn is to make mistakes, really.
If you don't make mistakes, maybe you're too safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're too safe, you're not growing.
Yeah. Risk reward. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And finally, we want to ask you, because we ask all of the founders that we have on the show, what type of advice would you give to, you know, listeners who are out there with big dreams? Or what is some advice that someone has given to you that you've really hung on to and it's kind of guided you through this world of entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So my dear friend of mine, she's an amazing entrepreneur. And she says something that just stuck with me. And this was during the exit of my business, because, you know, you get emotional with exit of the business during the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's physically and mentally and emotionally draining. So like, you know, there's like many thoughts in my mind, like I'm going left and right. I was going all over the place. And my friend, she says, Tony, focus only on the goal. Everything else is noise.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.